holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
The Lord reveals His thoughts, not men.
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. Today's a splendid day, a wonderful day, and I'm going to calm down just a little bit. Just a little bit. But I'm going to come back up. Listen, when you go out into the world, right? When you go out into the world every morning, men, women, boys, girls, when you go out into the world, if you're not careful, when you walk out there, it'll be you against yourself. If you're not careful, you'll be out there talking about yourself, reporting on yourself. I don't have this and I don't have that. And I hope the people like me. And why don't they like me? And why aren't they my friends? And I don't have any. When you walk out into that world and you start talking against yourself, talking negative against yourself, it's you against you. A lot of times we're our own biggest enemies. We talk against it because we know ourselves more than everybody, right? You know, we kind of know ourselves, and so we know what we're capable of, what we're not capable of yet. You know, we don't know everything about ourselves yet, but we know this one thing and maybe that one thing, and so we already tearing ourselves down on why we can't do this and why we can't go forward and we can't be successful this way and we can't do this. No, just stop it. Just stop it. It's you against yourself. And God's trying to help you, but you're trying to shoot the whole thing down. Everything He says that's positive about you, you're cutting it down. Just because you've heard people say the total opposite of what God says to you. And so when God says things to you, y'all, that's not God. That's just me wanting to hear that. Or no, that's just, I'm not all that beautiful. I'm still ugly. I'm not this. I'm not as gorgeous as her, or I'm not as handsome as he is. I don't look like him. I don't have his money. I'm not as smart as they are. I can't read too good. You better stop talking against yourself and stop reporting on yourself. Because you're creating a world where you don't win. And that world is in your mind. And when whatever you think is what's going to come out. Whatever you think is what you're going to say. Whatever you think, that's what you're going to do. You know, that's the reason why God told us, change the way we think. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ. Change the way you think. Stop thinking on the negative side of things. You got enough people being negative to you yourself anyway. You know, you have enough of that. You don't need any more negative things or negativity coming towards you. You don't need any more of that. You got enough of that. So don't help that negative thing build a wall up in you. No. God has been helping you so far. God has been helping you thus far. So you might as well keep on going. And you don't need to stop now. You don't need to give up. You don't need to quit. You know, just keep moving forward until God changes your direction. When He shows you another way to go, then you take that change. But don't sit there talking against yourself and talking yourself down. Because, man, it's hard to get up when you're sitting on yourself. It's hard to get up when you just keep saying things against yourself. You don't have to do that. You've heard enough people say things against you in your lifetime. All of us have. And so there's no need in us continuing that conversation. Let that conversation die. Just be positive about where you're going and what you're doing. Ask God to lead you. Lead you beyond that fight between you and yourself. Because, man, it seems like yourself always wins when it fight against itself. Doesn't that sound backwards? It's just like you're trying to get out, but you keep locking the door. Yourself. You keep trying to drive the car, but you're throwing the keys out the window. Hurting your own self. Just talking negative. Don't do that. Life is too short for us to talk negative. To be negative. You know? Even when you're at work, man. If you're at work and you have a chance to show an idea or bring up a point, be positive about bringing that point up, even though it might be looked upon or frowned upon, right? But be positive about how you're saying it. Change the way you deliver what you're saying. You might be waiting for a raise or something, or maybe God's training you to start your own company by helping someone else. You learn, let somebody else take all the red tape and the hiccups and things, and then you learn from the red tape and the hiccups and you start your own, or God makes you a part of someone else's to bring that one up higher, bring that other business up higher, that company up higher, simply because you learn how to not be negative. You've learned how to motivate people. And even though they might not be doing the best job, you know how to say things to them to kind of get them motivated. Not making them scared of you, not making them hate you, but getting them motivated, to move forward. Oh man, I hope somebody got something from that. Yeah. Every time you leave the house, it's you against you. Stop that. All right. Okay, let's go over to Amos chapter 4. Amos, A-M-O-S chapter 4. And I think we'll start at verse 13. Yeah. Verse 13, and it talks about the Lord and what he's done and... Yeah, let's start at verse number 13. It says this: For the Lord is the one who shaped the mountains. You ever thought about that? Mountains are so big. Who could shape a mountain other than God? God has got to be the one. And if the mountains are big, you know, God's got to be even greater because he's shaping them. They're not shaping him. He's shaping them. For the Lord is the one who shaped the mountains, stirs up the winds. How's it? He stirs up the wind, all the wind blowing and all the movement, the hurricane, all that. He stirs up the wind. He's the one who causes the windstorm. He's the one who does that. For the Lord is the one who shapes the mountains, stirs up the winds, and reveals his thoughts to mankind. So just as impossible as it, not impossible, but how great a task it is for God. Well, it's not a great task for God, but it'd be for us. To shape the mountain, right? That's a big task. To stir the wind, that's an even bigger task because the wind is everywhere. Just a bigger the next big task is revealing his thoughts to mankind. Revealing his thoughts to mankind. And we thought it was just a dream. We thought it was just, you know, another voice in your head that was kind of revealing something to you. But no, it was God. Just like he shapes the mountains, he stirs the winds, he reveals his thoughts to mankind. So the thoughts are there, but they have to be revealed. And he reveals them to mankind. He turns the light of dawn into darkness. So he's the one who changes the light. That whole from dusk till dawn, that from the evening till the night, he's the one who changes that light. That's a big task. But right in the midst of all those big tasks that God has and God does, he says he reveals his thoughts to mankind. He turns the light of dawn into darkness and treads on the heights of the earth. The Lord God of heaven's armies is his name. There's only but one Lord. That's him, Jesus. Long before we could see him. Long before we could see him, he was shaping the mountains and revealing his thoughts to mankind, stirring up the wind. When God reveals his thoughts to you, it seems like you're the only one who knows it. Yeah, you're the only one who's listening, or you're the only one who can hear it. And then when you say what he said, then nobody agrees with you. And they're just people sitting there looking at you like, I don't get what you're saying. But just like the parables thing we were talking about. He who has an ear can hear it. If you don't have an ear, you can't hear it. You can't listen. You sure enough can't understand. Yeah, when he reveals his thoughts. Like I said the other day, it seems like it's, 10 minutes, but really it's only half a second or something. It's like he connects so many dots. This is why that happens. This is why this is over there. And that's why I said this. And this over here is, and I'm blessing you because of this. And I gave you this because of that. Revealing his thoughts to mankind. And we as people, 9 times out of 10, we don't want his thoughts. Yeah. We don't want God's thoughts. We'd rather have our own thoughts. We'd rather do our own thing. We'd rather have our own words, Because a lot of times we get frustrated with God. And I know he understands that, but at the same time, we really don't have a reason for getting frustrated with him. A lot of times just because he don't do what we want him to do when we want him to do it. As if he's some type of child or slave or something. We would tell God, I want you to do this right now, Lord. And you do it for me or else. Okay. Well, you let him reveal to you what his thoughts are so that you can be a better person. So that you can love your wife and love your husband, love your children, love your family. So that you can love your community better. So that you can love your politicians more. As much as they do, they do their own thing. And all you can do is hope that God helps them. Not that God hurts them. You pray that God helps them. Because God's word is what we need. His thoughts are what we need. And obviously, a lot of us don't get his thoughts.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean. Or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be holy.